are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam and Lee Real Estate. Joining me first, the director of Rollins Library, Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby. Doing really well. And as always, you are keeping busy there at the library. You've got a lot of fun things, but a milestone coming up on Sunday.
Yes, on Sunday, Rollins Library will be 50 years on Church Street.
So how about that? That's pretty neat. Of course, the library has been around a lot longer, but this specific location is a great thing to celebrate.
Yep. They started out as a Carnegie Library, and then they moved to this location in 1972, and they will celebrate 50 years on Sunday. And what's really nice about this is we have a proclamation from both the city and the state. So Sunday will be Rollins Library Day statewide. So we have a proclamation from Governor Noem for that.
Very, very nice. You've got a lot of things you're planning on to celebrate from what it sounds like.
We do. We have something every week to celebrate the anniversary. So next week, November 7th through 12th, we're going to lay out historic photos and an exhibit that the public can come in and see those photos. So you're welcome to come in and look at all that history. And then on November 14th, we're going to have the mayor come and join us at 10:30 in the morning for cake and coffee. So everyone's welcome to come out on November 14th. And then that same week, November 14th through the 19th, I know there are a lot of citizens in Pierre that remember the old Carnegie Library and have memories of when this library was built. We just are asking people to jot down your memories, and we're going to put those all into a scrapbook and put that scrapbook in the library to preserve that history. And then November 21 through 25, we're going to work with you and do some trivia on the radio. And all month long, we are asking patrons to present artwork. They can draw pictures of the library on Church Street. And then the winning design is going to be the new library card in 2023.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, a lot of great things to celebrate the 50th. So, some fun stuff to look forward to.
Yep, we're pretty excited about the 50th anniversary. It's a big deal.
Absolutely. And you're initiating a brand new fun program on Fridays. Tell us about that.
Yes. So, in Stanley County, they do not have school on Fridays. And then we also know that there's quite a few homeschoolers in town. So we're going to try something new the first Friday of the month called First Friday Free Play at the library. From 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., you can just come into the library and play. And we're going to have different stations set up that you can try with computers and whiteboards and puppets. All different things. It'll be different each time that you can come in and just play.
Very nice. Yeah, great opportunity for the kids to have some fun and get together.
Yep. And then on Monday, November 7th, this coming Monday, we're going to talk about Veterans Day. We're going to have a special guest, Elton Bleemaster, and I hope I'm saying his last name correctly. And he has served in the United States Air Force, and he is a former police officer with the Pierre Police Department. He served for a number of years, and he worked on the stealth bomber and the space shuttle.
Wow.
So he has quite an impressive resume, and he's going to join us Monday, November 7th at 12 p.m., and that is free and open to the public.
Very nice. Yeah, that'll be a great program. And, of course, for the month of November, you've got the book clubs, too, for folks.
We do. So the adults are reading Neither Wolf Nor Dog by Kent Nerburn, and that was a one-book South Dakota here a couple years back. So if you want to join that book club, we have the books at the library. Just stop on by, and we will get you a book. And they're reading that book on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock.
All right.
And then the last thing that I wanted to mention today is that we're doing another mystery game night next week.
Yes, and those sound like they've been pretty popular.
They have. People have enjoyed them. So that is Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And if you would like to join that, just give us a call at the library to save your spot for that mystery game night.
Very nice. Yeah, don't miss out on the fun.
No, you don't want to miss out. So just give us a call. And if you don't have a library card, just bring a piece of mail and your photo ID to the library, and we will be happy to get you a a library card.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning, Abby. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Abby Edwardson, director of the Rollins Library, joining us this morning here on People in Your Neighborhood. As now we'll talk to Nick Marceau, one of the many members of the Oahe Capitals organization. And you've been having that drive going on, trying to raise money because you want to kind of refit and repurpose the pace of building. And it sounds like you are really, really close.
We are, yeah. We started the Capitalize on the Future campaign April, May of this year, and we set a goal for 2022 to raise $350,000. And we are at $338,000 of that. So we're very close, and we've had some good conversations with people. So I feel pretty confident that I think we'll reach that goal this year. We have... The main purpose of this project is to make PESA more than a practice rink, and that's right. What it is now. The $350,000 will basically go to keep it functioning as a practice facility. Mm-hmm. And then the next step as we move into 2023, we'll be going $5 million is the total goal, which will allow us to do some expansions so we have enough locker room space, spectator space, those types of things, so we can actually host games there.
Yeah, you've really got a great vision for what you want to do. You sent the renderings, and I was looking through that, and it is going to be a fantastic facility to add to what you've got in Fort Pierre.
Right, yeah. You know, we have three sheets of ice in the wintertime, but we can only play games on one of them. We're seeing the hockey across South Dakota is really growing, and we want to continue to be part of that. PESA is one of three facilities in the entire state that has ice for 12 months out of the year, Sioux Falls, Rapid, and us. And we want to, again, be able to use that for more than just practice, what we're doing right now. And we've had kids from Rapid and North Dakota and Aberdeen. We've had a team from Wisconsin actually practice at that rink a couple summers ago when they couldn't get ice elsewhere. So it's used for more than just our peer kids.
Yeah, definitely. Great to have that. Not, like you said, not just as a practice rink, but be able to host tournaments and play games and do the things that you would like to do, you know, throughout the year. And what a nice addition it would be. So if folks are interested in helping out in some form or fashion, how can they go about that, Nick?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way is going to the website, which is oahehockey.org/capitalize. Or if you just go to oahehockey.org, there's a tab up on the top that says Capitalize, and that'll bring you to our Capitalize on the Future page that kind of talks about everything. It does show the renderings. There's a QR code on there that you can go to go to PayPal and pay. You can also reach out to me if you'd like to donate otherwise. My number is 605-280-8252, or you can also email capitalizefund@gmail.com.
Excellent. I encourage the community to get behind this final push. I mean, hockey is a fun and rewarding sport for the kids, and you know, having a little more opportunity here in town and you know the surrounding area. I mean, it's like you said, there's only three sheets of ice year round, and this would be just a nice thing to have.
Yeah, and I what I've told a lot of people is it's not just hockey. Mm-hmm. We really this isn't just about making that rink nicer for hockey. I mean, obviously we're hockey, but the Central South Dakota Skating Club, our figure skaters use that. There's recreational skating opportunities. The adult men's league plays up there. So, but our goal is if we can make this happen, we can bring more people to Pierre, which helps our hotels and our restaurants and our gas stations. And that's our main goal is to what can we do for our youth, but also mm-hmm. for the entire community. And so I think that's what I think is really important, as it's not just a sheet of ice that helps people who skate. There's a lot more to it.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of that trickle down from people coming into town. So mm-hmm. it will only benefit. Well, yeah. I know that final push is on, and hopefully, I have no doubt you'll hit it by the end of the year, and then looking forward to the next exciting step there.
Yeah, the next step is the big one. I think the next 12,000, I think we're going to get there, but getting to that 5 million will be the next step. And we just are very thankful for the support we've had and the support we continue to receive.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning, Nick. Appreciate you giving us an update. And, yeah, best of luck in the final push.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Thank you. There's Nick Marceau joining us. And if you want to find out more about the campaign, you can definitely do that and help out not only the kids, like you said, but helping out the community in general. So there is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adam and Lee Real Estate.